Network.
Shame on you! Lawbreaker! Shame on you, Kevin DeLeon! Lawbreaker! Shame on you, lawbreaker! You're a lawbreaker, Kevin DeLeon! You're a lawbreaker, Kevin DeLeon!
Lawbreaker!
Shame on you!
Lawbreaker!
Shame on you, lawbreaker!
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? And the answer is yes, you are. Thank you for listening, and we do appreciate your listenership here at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. This is where you're hearing us right now, live, nationally. And internationally, and in your car, probably, if you have one of those nice little devices that picks us up digitally. And Alexa, Red State Talk Radio, as they say. You're listening to us on a number of different media, and we really do appreciate your listenership. And a number of different stations out there that I don't even know who you are, but welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. So you can email me, and again, we have the Sunday Slam coming up, a little information on that one. You can email me at paul@a21r.com, paul@a21r.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And we can get started right now. We have Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here with us. We've been sort of talking. We started out with an audio clip in the last hour of Rod Rosenstein, the situation going on with him, impeachment issues surrounding him. And we got a hold of Scott Adams, and he came on and sort of gave us some blockbuster news about why a certain woman is being held right now in federal prison, federal custody. And she's an interesting lady. She's supposed to be a double agent. Her name is Maria Butina. And she's so-called cooperating with U.S. federal investigators. But Scott, of course, has the breaking news, the news that you're only going to get here on Agenda 21 Radio on the Scott Adams Show and Red State Talk Radio about Maria Butina and what she's really up to and why they're so afraid of her and why she is in custody. You know, it's kind of like why the Bundys were put in custody, right? This is the way these folks play. You got something evil and bad on Mueller or Rosenstein or Clinton or whatever, they're going to throw you in the jail. And that's exactly what they've done. So, Scott, fill us in on Maria Butina, because she's a very interesting person.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of interesting ties to the Obama administration. Before I go on, you were mentioning ways to listen to Red State Talk Radio and the great Paul Preston Agenda 21 radio show. Well, there's a new number, and I just found this out today, believe it or not, because I tested it. And, you know, on the numbers listed on the players, there's a talk line, like a listen line.
Right.
And that's great for if you're running, jogging, in your car, and you don't want to use your minutes, or your, I mean, you don't want to use your data, and you have unlimited talk time. So the number is 605-313-0599. That's 605-313-0599. That's the number you could call and listen to Paul. Call if you want to listen to Paul. That's
Paul.
All you need to know about that. But Maria Butina is interesting. Maria, she's sort of like the new Seth Rich. And I say that because, again, everything we've reported up till now about Seth Rich is true. None of it's wrong. And we also now know who the murderers were. Well, we don't know. There's a report by Jason Goodman, where he got this guy on a line with all of the reporters, Washington Post, Washington Times, in Arlington, Virginia. And they asked this guy, you know, who did it. And the interesting part about this whole thing is that this guy who said he took a lie detector test at the House Intel Committee, and it's on record, but he wouldn't name the names, but he did name who these guys were. One guy was FBI. And one guy was ATF, and these two guys had a stakeout, waited for Seth Rich to come home late that night, July 10th, and murdered him. And they even laughed about how he was trying to crawl away. Mm. And he went into these details, and he knew these guys for a long time, and he himself was involved with security. And so there's going to be information that's going to come out about that, but the interesting part about it is these two guys, the FBI and ATF guys, that did the hit on Seth Rich, is what, you know, what he claimed, came from Maryland. And who did they work for in Maryland but the U.S. attorney, Rod Rosenstein?
Yeah.
And so it might be the case that Rod Rosenstein was involved. Now, we don't know this for sure. This is what we've been hearing, and this is a developing kind of bit of information, that you could see a video of this interaction with the major reporters, this phone call on video. If you go to the Jason Goodman video archives and look for that on YouTube, you'll find it. It's very involved. And Jerome Corsi was involved with this, and a lot of other people. It's kind of an interesting take on that night and what happened that night. And there's a lot of other information too on Seth Rich's computer. But Seth Rich did work as a data analyst, and he did take the data, but he gave it not to Craig Murray, who was also revolving around there and working with Susan Rice and some other people, and he was also working with Maria Butina, but he gave the information to Maria Butina, who gave it to Putin, or, you know, gave it back to Russia. And Russia has the data. They have all the flash disks of data that were removed. And again, the timing is exactly that of a leak. The date of the information is from January 2015 to May 2016. And then it cuts off like a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Cuts off. If it was a hack, you would have had different kinds of, trickles of information. But it cut off like a knife.
When was Seth Rich killed?
Or a light, right?
Seth Rich killed?
That's the one part that's kind of interesting.
When was
so, and then, you know, Bill Binney did the Scott, analysis on the data transfer rates.
Scott, can you hear me?
Are we up against the break?
No. I was asking a question. I was trying to get a question across to you, but I kept on talking over me.
I couldn't hear it.
Okay, when was Seth Rich killed?
July 10th, 2016, and this data cut off in May of 2016. DC Leaks got it and started leaking it in June and July. And it was John Podesta that had to figure out what to do when this leak
right.
started happening. And one of the emails, he said, "We're going to make an example of the leaker," and he did. And they
was the killing of Seth Rich.
Yeah, but right. that's all the parts that we've been talking about for 2 years now. The part that's you know, the part that's new is we know more about that night of Seth Rich. We know that his watch was torn off, that they were looking for flash disks. We know that it was not just one drop of a flash disk. It was multiple drops over at American University, where Susan Rice also had a private office, and that Craig Mary was spending lots of time. He's an older guy from, like, Britain. But then also Maria Butina was a student there, and she's a student focused on cybersecurity, right? Cybersecurity and counterespionage and government policy. And then also we know, because she's photographed with Tom Cotton, she's photographed with Scott Walker, she's photographed with the head of NRA, she's hanging out casually with David Clark. How does a person of this age, you know, she's supposed to be dating a guy 30 years older, you know, that Paul Erickson.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a weird situation because he's a political operative. And once again, you have all these parts that lead to American University. You also have another guy named Mark Lewis, I think, that was involved. There's other players, trust me. There's other bits of details of this that kind of illustrate what was happening. But she was definitely a spy. She was definitely working both sides of the fence. And then when she got this data from Seth Rich, it was game over for the Democrats. It was great information for Russians to have. And it cost Seth Rich his life. They figured it out real quick who the leaker was. But the Maria Butina part, I don't think they counted on her.
We got to run for time. Hang on.
So technical.
Watch the clock, Paul. Anyway, we'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, also Red State Talk Radio and newcaliforniastate.com. We got a lot of things to cover on that one at the bottom of the hour. And with Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show right now, we're talking about this Maria Butina and the linkage between Maria Butina, Seth Rich, Rod Rosenstein, and so many others in between. It's a huge thing that's starting to develop. And also, Susan Rice, you know, the one who went out on the talk shows on right after Benghazi, and just sort of said, oh, it's all about a riot. Some connect the dots there with the Iranian deal with Obama and other things that are happening. And this is some big news. Right now they have her incarcerated. She's a Russian. They say that she's a double agent, so to speak. But Scott has been sort of straightening out the real details behind this. But one of the things that, as it's turned out, Miss Butina apparently was a go-between for people like Seth Rich and others giving information that was getting its way to Putin, which is one of the reasons why the Democrats did not want Trump to meet with Putin. Now, we've long known that this is a problem and a real concern that the Russians have been turning information over to Trump. Now, we knew that because Michael Flynn, when he first met with the Russian ambassador, he got information about child sex trafficking and a lot of other details that involved the Clintons and even Obama. And I'm sure that a lot of this stuff actually came to Flynn by way of Butina, actually. And so that the circle was sort of picked up. And that's one of the reasons why they were trying to crush Trump, because he had this information. He's got the information. He had it before he was actually president. And, of course, that's why they went after Michael Flynn. So we're starting to close some gaps here. And, Scott, with this Maria Butina, they say she's cooperating with the feds. What do you say about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that there's probably a level of understanding between Trump and Putin. I want to stress, if she is an heiress to the Kalashnikovs, and there's word that there was also another name of a woman that looked identical to her. Her name's Sova, something or other, long Russian name. And, you know, the thing about it is it's probably one and the same person. But, you know, the interesting part about it is if you read Russian news, the news just doesn't stop talking about Maria Butina. I really think she's a very, very important person when it comes to Mother Russia, and that if she in that kind of in all of her accolades and all of her ownerships and access and her rise to the top of a lot of different things within Russia, if you look at her career path, it's just an unbelievable trajectory from age 17 to 29, her achievements. And you don't get that with a lot of opportunity, a lot of money, a lot of resources, and a lot of trust. And so I definitely think that there's a Kalashnikov pedigree there. If you Google Kalashnikov and Maria Butina, you'll see a lot of connections here. Okay, so I don't have all the details on that particular strand, but I'm going to guess that there is definitely a connection there. I wouldn't have been surprised at all if Putin didn't bring that up. Like, hey, just like we want that guy back from Turkey, they truly want this woman back in Russia.
Right.
And I think it's going to I don't think there's any question it's going to happen. And part of the reason why it's going to happen is she's going to cooperate with the president of the United States and, you know, play ball on his side of the fence. And definitely, I think there's going to be a big reveal related to the data. And that's something that Trump is going to hopefully get from Putin, because I think Putin is holding all this data. One other thing you mentioned about the Clintons, because the Clintons are definitely involved in all of this with regard to the Spygate and a lot of the things that Brennan and Strzok were doing. But isn't it interesting how, you know, they had this bust with regard to Backpage.com, and the FBI raided the Backpage, which was a child and sex trafficking kind of website, Backpage.com. You've heard about that, right,
yes,
Paul?
Yes.
And then we just recently heard about these new arrests from the Seagram's heirists, the Bronsons or something like that, where they were very wealthy millionaires that were involved with this NextVim, NXIVM cult, a sex cult, sex trafficking, perhaps child trafficking and satanic rituals, sort of like what John Podesta was involved with. It involved a lot of liberals. I think it's probably going to, we're going to learn that it involved Kate Spade. Who did they donate their money to? Hillary Clinton. Who did the Backpage owners donate their money to? Hillary Clinton. Who does Uma Abedin marry to? Anthony Weiner. Who is Hillary married to? Bill Clinton. Who's he good friends with? Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, who do they hang out with? Harvey Weinstein, right? I mean, these connections are ridiculous in terms of a pattern and a culture and the length of time, the many decades that they've actually spent with these people. You mean to tell me that this is all just a myth? It's not.
Well,
I know you agree with it, but it's worth mentioning that when you put all these things together, it paints a portrait, doesn't it?
Well, you know, you mentioned who I've been talking about quite a bit lately, the singer in the room, the a cappella that's going on from Mr. Weinstein right now. he doesn't want to see Bubba in jail. So multiple Bubbas that are lining up for him right now that are ready to embrace him. I mean, he's just ready for that love, you know. So he's singing. And this is why you're starting to see some of the demise of some of these people and the outing of some of these people, because Harvey does not really like Bubba. That's really why.
Well, you know, a lot of these people with the kind of money that they have great lawyers. These lawyers know how to make deals. These lawyers know how to strike plea bargains. These lawyers know when their guy is cooked and they got him dead to rights. And these wealthy people who are used to these silk pajamas and, you know, great mansions and world travel, they don't want to spend the rest of their life in a jail
with
cell.
Bubba.
They'll do anything to stay out of that condition.
They really don't want to spend any time with Bubba. Especially Harvey Weinstein. I'm sorry, I'm just going to lose it when I think about this. But, you know, this is the way the game's played, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not even apologizing for it. This is what you have to do to get these characters and to get them to break and shatter basically something that's been going on for, you know, years, hundreds of years, actually. This is no different than what was going on, 500, 600 years ago. Yes, you have these kind of reports. This is just now in our culture, our society. It's just now being fully realized. A lot of people have known about all this stuff going on. We just have not had an opportunity to bust it up. And now this is really a time. I think it's pretty epic, important time frame in our country's history that this is going on. Don't you? I mean,
yeah. You know, how much time do we have for the next break?
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, the world has always been about a three-tier world order. You know, Japan bombed Pearl Harbor to, reign supreme in Asia. And Germany, they thought, was going to run Europe. And they thought North America was going to be run by the United States. Well, that changed, America prevailed. And now it's Russia and China as those two leaders. We have three major league world leaders in the world. And all three of them are nationalist populists. All three of them beat to their own drum. None of the three answer to lobbyists. None of the three answer to a political party. And they all love their country. And so the point is, the globalists are really taking a beatdown right now by President Xi from China, President Putin from Russia, and, Trump from the United States.
Yeah.
And it's really the beginning of the end for the globalists and the New World Order movement. And the Bushes and their dynasty, which was really the driving force of all of this globalism and New World Order business, is really dead. The Bush dynasty is dead. And now the Clinton dynasty is going down in flames, as we can see right before our eyes. Well, this is all happening right now.
Yeah. Well, hang on, ladies and gentlemen. We have a little bit more of Scott Adams here, the Scott Adams Show, sort of breaking some news and sort of exploding some myths out there that need to be exploded and exposing some people. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We've got a lot of things going on in the next segment. We're going to be talking quite a bit about New California, so hang on. We had our first constitutional convention last Saturday. Still recovering. The phone calls, the emails, and everything else, we're posting up some of the videos that we took the first 2 hours. Actually, one hour and 43 minutes, I think. Nonstop entertainment, trust me. If you want to see history in the making, then just go to newcaliforniastate.com and watch the YouTube presentation, first 2 hours. It's really some very, very telling stuff. Historic, absolutely. Since the first time since 1861 that a group of people have come together to form a new state from a pre-existing state. And the last time this happened was in West Virginia, forming from Virginia. So very, very epic, historic information. So we'll be talking about that in the next segment. But first, we've got, for another segment, Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we've been breaking some interesting news, connecting dots for you so that you understand the Seth Rich connection, the Putin connection to Trump, and why the Democrats and why Mueller and everybody are just kind of going apoplectic right now. I want to bring in, Scott, the notion of what's going on with Michael Cohen, the president's former attorney, and what's happening there. What are your thoughts?
Well, the president tweeted out today that he didn't know about the meeting in advance Russian woman, Veniskaya, something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
And
that was the one that you know, Donald the thing J is,
even
Donald
if he Jr. did, it's a big nothing burger. I mean, that meeting lasted for 20 minutes. It yielded no information. There was no document signed.
Nothing
there was
illegal.
No transfer of information. And, you know, shame on Michael Cohen for violating the trust of attorney-client privilege. It's just make, you know, his career is over. And he decided to, you know, go with a guy like Lanny Davis. Once again, another Clinton connection. You would have thought... The Clintons seem to be connected with every single story that's anti-Trump out there. You better believe that when this whole house of cards comes crashing down, Trump is going to be right there watching her demise. Yeah. You know, Trump is a counterpuncher, and he punches twice as hard. And he wants Hillary Clinton's, you know, on a plate. You know what I mean? And he's going to get it. I know he's going to prevail on this. He's got all the cards. He's got the power. And there's a lot going on, like you and I have talked about, with Sessions, with a lot of these declassifications. He could declassify a lot right now. He's not going to reveal the blueprint yet. And the blueprint will basically be what everybody wants to see. They want to see where all the landmines are and then try to work their way around it. And I really believe that Trump is holding the cards. He knows exactly the cards he has, and he knows exactly when he's going to play them. But, you know, one thing you do as a good card player, if you have like a royal straight flush, you don't, you know, start laughing your head off.
No, you don't.
You know, you have to bluff, right? And you have to wait and if you want to get the big pot. And that's exactly what he's trying to do, is he's trying to make sure that he gets all of this testimony on the books. Before he goes and strikes.
Now, here's the problem that they have, that the other side has, the deep state has, is that when you know the truth, then you have nothing to hide. And Trump knows the truth and therefore has nothing to hide. And that's why the whole Russia thing. Now, see, I'm privy to a lot of information because we actually sat down, myself and Scott Bennett and others, and had conversations with Michael Cohen. And this is, some of it's out on YouTube, actually, been put out there. Some of the conversations, and you know, we know what the truth is in regards to just about everything out there, because we are somewhat privy to a lot of the stuff that was happening in real time at the time. So we know what happened with Flynn, as an example, what that whole thing was about when Flynn made contact with the Russian ambassador. We have detailed information on that. We get it. Now, when you know what the truth is, plus you're also armed with the fact, like with the president, he can declassify anything. And, you know, if for his amusement, he can declassify something, which is what he's already done for a lot of these documents, and he's holding on to that. Not only is he armed with the truth because he knows what's self-evident to him, but he's also got, you know, the most intimate, scandalous documents that the other side wants to produce against him, plus their own illegal acts he knows about already. it's almost comedic to watch these fools running around thinking they're going to fool this guy or you know, arrest this Butina girl to try and intimidate him. I mean, how stupid is that? Unless they arrested her to protect her. Now, that's a different thought.
Yeah, that is true. To keep her from getting suicided, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, a lot of people believe that the whole QAnon thing is really a phenomenon that's driven up by a bunch of inner circle people out there on Twitter and pushing certain things. It's not just that Trump believes in the power of Twitter from his own account, but I also think that there's a very... like a counterintelligence kind of array of Twitter feeds that are well-sourced, delivering information in a way. By the way, the reason why QAnon, for example, releases information in drips and drops is because of the rules and regulations and restrictions of national security divulgence. So if you're going to divulge information, you can't just tell the world in a straight line, you gotta throw out hints. It's sort of like what Deep Throat was doing to Woodward and Bernstein, you know, and all the President's Men, Mark Felt. He was releasing hints, because he really couldn't violate those laws. He would be subjected to criminal prosecution. And so there's, you know, there's a reason behind the madness of the QAnon phenomenon.
Well, it comes down to being able to connect the dots, you know, and this is, and
yes,
I understand what you're talking about. And that's basically what we do a lot of times on the radio, because if we put tons of information out, it's quickly forgotten. But if it's broken into parts where it's more easily digested, then it's always remembered. Mm-hmm. And that's a, you know, that's just part of good messaging out there. But when you have national security secrets that you have to protect, that's what you do. Exactly what you just said, like Deep Throat, and that's a good example right there. But that's
fully criminal liability.
Right. Right. Nobody wants to have that. And so, and
also evidence that's tainted and tarnished. You know, you can't tarnish the evidence. Just like, you know, the a lot of this stuff that Michael Cohen might be revealing probably wouldn't be admissible in court because it's a violation of attorney-client privilege. So, you know, from a criminal perspective, Trump doesn't have anything to worry about anyway.
No.
But I don't think – I think we're going to find that it's a big nothing burger.
Well, I think Cohen and all that tapes. Other stuff is definitely a big nothing burger. Clearly, everything dealing with the Russian thing is a nothing burger. This whole thing, oh, yeah, it's a shock that he knew about it. Well, even if he did know about it, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, there's nothing. So what if Trump did know about this? So what? It's nothing.
Yeah, and, you know, I would like to say, you know, just like Hillary Clinton sold one-fifth of America's uranium for money donated to the Clinton Foundation, we're learning more and more that she actually sold private emails off of her private email server, passcodes, to get access to state secrets,
right.
To the Chinese.
Right.
And like I was saying, the three most powerful men in the world, nationalists, not globalists, they have the keys to Hillary Clinton's demise.
Yep.
The China has it with the email gate, and Russia has it with Uranium One and Spygate and Russiagate.
Yeah. Well, listen, Scott, we got to run for time. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
ScottAdamsShow.com. And also redstatetalkradio.com. I'm live weekdays 8 a.m.
Awesome. Scott, thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking a little bit about New California State and what's happening there. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A little bit of what was going on at the big deal, the big shindig. Shindig. What's this about shindig business? We had a really good time in Harris Ranch last Saturday. It was quite productive in terms of what we were doing and what we were talking about. We're going to join. I'm going to play a little bit right now just to give you a couple minutes of what was going on. It's me. And later part of the morning, actually, we're talking about some of the things going on. That I think it's kind of sale. Let's see if I can get some real details. Ah, here we go. Talking about Alta California a little bit to understand what's going on here. Here we go. Constitution, Declaration.
Democracy, for how we are as a democratic country, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. I've talked to people at Fox News. I said, why do you do that?
Why not? I didn't know what it's about.
No! They don't know. They're clueless. And of course, what do the totalitarians want? Mob rule. They want this. That's why it's all saturated all over the place. Now we can go out. Simple thing. Go out and tell your audience, your people in your counties, hey, you said democracy, that's wrong. It's a republic, and then explain it. It does not say democracy in the Constitution of the United States anywhere. Did you know that? Because they got it. The Founding Fathers got it. Is that it?
All right.
It kind of looks like it.
Making the point about Republican and Republic versus democracy and Democratic.
Oh, yeah.
We are a democracy? No, yeah. We are a republic.
Right. Let's give you a little bit of rundown here. I'll go down some of this very, very quickly. January 15th, 2018, Declaration of Independence at 11 a.m. in Marysville, California. The first time a Declaration of Independence has been read for a state split since 1861, when West Virginia was in a crisis. It didn't want to be a slave state. It was trying to move away from Virginia. And they said, "What? Wait a minute, how do we do this? It had only been tried three other times. They had to come up and say, wait a minute, I'm going to go back to the Founding Fathers. And they went back to the Founding Fathers. What did they do? Well, the first thing they did was declare a Declaration of Independence. The word independence hadn't even been discovered until 1661. Do you see what a new thing that was to declare a whole nation independent for the first time ever? That's how this document is so important today. They were all pretty much Protestants. Did you know that?
Yes.
56 founding fathers, 54 were Protestants of some variety, one Jew, one Catholic. And why were they seeking independence? Because they had been chased out of Europe by the totalitarians that were there that were slaying their families. They came to a new land and they knew what freedom was about, and they wanted to declare themselves from the tyranny of a tyrant named King George. when we started sitting down and composing the Declaration of Independence that we read right there on the 18th, you have a copy of it. That's not the U.S. Declaration of Independence. That's New California.
Yes.
We declared independence from California. Never in a nation or a state's history have they ever achieved statehood or nationhood without a Declaration of Independence being read first.
Good job.
We are going to become a new state. And the ball is rolling. We started the ball rolling on January 15th, 2018. Martin Luther King's birthday. Just thought I'd throw that one out there. The ball is now rolling. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to modify the original Declaration of Independence, which had grievances embedded within it. We said, how can we put it in a modern day sense? Back in 1776, they had all these people that, a lot of people who didn't have printing presses. You know, we go and we print things off like crazy. But, you know, back in 1776, I mean, they had to, you know, do all kinds of stuff. Most of it was handwritten all the time. So they knew if they printed these documents up, a couple things would happen. The authors would be chased down and hunted like dogs and killed. And many of them were. Probably didn't know that. I'm glad Jerry Brown hasn't done that to me yet. Because he won't. He's not going to happen. But listen.
Sorry,
the Declaration of Independence is enormously significant. And they all know it. Because you're all in this room right now. That was January. The last time I checked, this is July.
Yep, and the rest is, of course, continuing history. That was a part of my presentation at the first Constitutional Convention for New California State. There's going to be a second and then a third, and we're going to be doing the planning for that. In the next couple of days, some of the solidification of where the location is and all that stuff is going to happen. So this is a pretty big deal nationally. New California is in the formation process, and boy, so many good things came out of what happened in Harris Ranch at this first convention. We actually put together our bicameral legislature for the first time, and they actually passed a couple of bills. Actually, not bills, but resolutions, three of them to be exact. One was to accept the Declaration of Independence. The other one was to accept the preamble. And the other one was to modify the preamble to put in God, references to God, as our almighty God in the preamble of the Constitution, which is yet to be written, but we've got the preamble pretty much set and ready to go. That's a good first start. Good for a start. So, New California, it's rolling. It is really rolling. It's not going to stop rolling until the state is formed. That's what history tells us. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
My rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Okay. For those of you that are really, 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 really intently focused on New California, which we expect everybody to be, of course, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Then, in the menu bar, you can go up there, and it says New California State. So you can get a twofer. You can go to New California State by going to agenda21radio.news and check out the maps, check out all the information that we have there about New California and all the different stuff that's happening. It's just so much happening, especially at the county. If you do not know who or where your new county person is, you can email us there. Actually, go to the contact form on New California State, and we'll get you that information. So we're starting to ramp up on a lot of information that's coming out about New California, because things are happening, and people want to get involved, and people want to get engaged. The best way to do that, of course, is to, by visiting our website and also giving us a shout-out, if you will, agenda.newcaliforniastate.com. Now, Sunday Slam's coming up. You can email me, paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. Or you can call the 800 number on Sunday after 1 o'clock, 877-828-2753. That's 877-828-2753. That's the 800 number for us here at Agenda 21 Radio and NewCaliforniaState.com. So after 1 o'clock on Sunday Pacific, 877-828-2753, you can get involved with the conversations going on. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.